Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled By Resurrection Power. We take off the binding grave clothes of the past. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Martha, and her sister, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Beautiful sentence. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, he saith to his disciples, Let's go again into Judea. Disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late thought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day, but daytime? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbles. Therefore, there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may wake him out of him. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the eschaton. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, or yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was at that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, saw him, she fell at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Verse 35, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loveth him, or how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he thinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people that stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast seen me. Thus has spoken. He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with napkins. It's very specific information. It was very important for forensic reasons. And his face was bound about with napkins. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him. And let him go. The Lazarus narrative is pivotal in the sense that it shows forth something very, very important about the public ministry of Jesus. Indeed, it was this incident that motivated, that is, the bringing back of Lazarus, motivated the Pharisee, chief priest of the Pharisee, to, in verse 53 of chapter 11, they took counsel together for the priest's death. This event was too much. They could not deny what had happened. And so the from verses 47 through verse 53. They go about, that is, the religious leaders go about to put a lid on this crisis. That this event, that is, the raising of Lazarus, has pause for them because it was a threat to their power base. And they could not have a threat to their power base. Later on, we read that when Jesus is handed over to Pilate, Pilate knew that he was handed over out of envy. That word is in very, very important. So, Bethany, Bethany was a small village on the south slope of the Mount of Olives. It was only 2 miles from Jerusalem. And so it was it would have been nothing for Jesus to arrive in a timely manner in order to lodge we are told by the writer that this sickness was not to death, according to verse 4, but for the God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. So there was a divine reason why this event had come into the lives of these believers. 11 read, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of death. But the sickness was not unto death. His family would experience this very sorrowful event, and the disciples would be a part of this. That is, they would be caused to grow in faith by participation of God. Now, this was not a resurrection. The resurrection, it is doctrine of resurrection, is different. But there is some very important information there with regard to resurrection and resurrection life. So there is very wonderful information here about the power of God that we see in that is manifesting itself through the person of Jesus in his public ministry. The word believe is very important in John's gospel. It is used upwards of 98 times. So to believe or believe is pivotal. So the events that come about are designed in such a way. One would be, there would be of such a compelling nature as to elicit belief. And so thereby enjoining faith. So in John's gospel, we see the power of God manifested in many ways. In chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, the area of power is quality of life. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. That is changing of water to wine. In chapter 4, verses 46 through 54, we have the healing of the nobleman's son, and the area of power is space. Jesus has power over space. He was not bodily or physically present at the healing of the nobleman. Now in chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, we have the healing of the impotent man. The area of power, man had been sick or ill, or in a weakened condition for 38 years. And also in that passage, we learned that this man's physical illness was related to spiritual illness, in that there was sin in his life. Nowhere in the scripture are we told that sin is the cause of all illness. That is not taught in scripture. But there are specific case studies provided in the scriptures which tell us that certain physical illnesses are related to a sinful way of. Next, in chapter 6 of John's Gospel, verses 1 through 14, the area of power is quantity. There, that Jesus feeds 5,000. Also in chapter 6, verses 16 through 26, the area of power is natural law, so-called natural law, in that we have the event of the walking of water by Jesus. And also in chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, the area of power is misfortune. Jesus has complete power over human misfortune in the healing of the blind man. In chapter 12, the area of power, of course, is in regard to the raising of Lazarus. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 46, the area of power is death. The area of power is death. Jesus has absolute power over Thanatos, over death, the realm of dead. Now, again, the word pistuo, believe, is used 98 times in the Gospel of John. Pistuo is vital for believing ones to understand. Pistuo is a word in its full meaning, that is, the full meaning of the verb means the continuing process of belief. Pistuo means the continuing process of belief, also involving progress. Let me say that again. Pistuo, that is, the verb means the continuing process of belief, also involving progress. And so we have this in chapter 11 with regard to disciples, and it with regard to Martha and Mary. This is a very trap coming into their lives. And we see the steadfastness of their faith and belief in Jesus. And they're going to see something marvelous happen in their lives. And so Jesus, and so we read in chapter 11, verse 4, Jesus said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." In the book of Job, we read about this fortune that happens over a period of time to that great belief. And the misfortune that he experienced was niche. And the therapist, that is, Job's three friends plus one, that appears out of nowhere, it seems, at the end of the book, toward the end of the book, Job, are there to convince Job of his sin, of his wrong. They each come with a different school of belief. They each come with a different algorithm. But then Job castigated, the therapists say that it's their truth, and he would not allow what he would not agree with their conclusions about his life. Job knew God. And Job, in spite of the pressure of what happened to him, home, very devastating loss of his children, of his property, there's familial loss, economic loss, and in his own life, personal health. So that was also a loss. And so, in the midst of loss, Job said, though he slay, yet will I trust.
Yeah.
So faith in the midst of tragedy, faith in the midst of grief. Job held fast to his faith in God, in spite of the trauma that was his life. He knew that he was held together, that he knew that his life was being held together in space and time. I think he was there. Was his incredible source. Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as life. And so the word is Amah, A-M-A-N. We get our word amen. Aman, the root of this word is the tense. And so, aman means to rely upon, to be steadfast. So, it's a concrete term. Pistuo or pistis in the New Testament. In the Hebrew, I should say, aman is a concrete term. Not to give you tangible, that which is tangible. And so, eschewo, for the disciples, that is, they will experience the first person. Later on, the trauma of the passion will create fear in their heart. But then the Spirit of God would take that away. But Jesus is standing for, he goes to the grave of Lazarus. And we read in verse 5 that Jesus wept. And Jesus said in verse 39, take you away from stone. And his sister, that is the sister of Lazarus, he's been dead for 4 days, and by now his body stinks. And so Jesus, verse 47, unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. And so here at the grave site for him, we see that Martha is facing her boundaries. She is facing her boundaries of understanding. She is facing her limitations. And so the Lord is letting her know that our boundaries, that my boundaries, your boundaries, our logic, because God knows our struggle, our faith. God knows where we are. God knows when. Notice that in the context, Martha is also grieving, that she has had her common sense. There's that work too. But she says, by this time, think. And Jesus said, said I not unto thee that thou wouldst believe. And again, have a form of the verb pistuo. Verse 40, thou shalt see the glory of God. Jesus goes before the grave in verse 43, and stands before the tomb, and when he hath thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. So Lazarus comes back. He is revived, he is resuscitated, but this is not a resurrection. He comes back in his previous physical body, then still resurrection body, according to 1 Corinthians 15, is for a different sphere. Lazarus will come forth, he will live for a time, and he die physically. Now notice, he came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound with a napkin, Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go. This is very important. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, Ephesians 4, 22, Paul writes that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that is the old life, the old man, which is corrupt according to the lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness, holiness, therefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with the weird members of another. But let's go back to verse 22. Paul writes that ye put off concerning the prior life, the old man. So the gray cloth, the gray clothes, was symbolic of heaven, which keeps us bound. We're put off the gray clothes of walking life, that we might walk about freedom. It is the gray clothes that keeps us bound. Keeps us without that makes us unable to serve the Lord. In other words, flesh. Flesh keeps us bound. And God wants us to walk about by Jesus. The old gray clothes, the lying, cheating, bitterness, distance, anger, lack of forgiveness or unforgiveness, the grave clothes, and the many things that are spiritually binding. Beloved, God wants us to be set free. God wants us to walk about in freedom. But we have to put off the old grave clothes. We do this by faith in Christ. My name is Dr. Giselle. God bless you.